When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
All right, welcome to Showvertime, Klein Alley Showvertime, episode number, who cares? It's a bonus hour, a bonus chunk of time we get to spend together, although it's just me right now, just Klein. I don't know where everyone else is. I thought we were all going to meet in this room. Maybe they found a better room to do the show in which case this will be a true bonus Showvertime. Double Showvertime, that's what they'll call it. So place your bets, who will be in here next? Will it be Alley? Will it be Jake? These summer hours are really messing up everyone's schedule. It's just weird, to be honest, because, and I know there's some controversy, which we will address during this episode of Showvertime, because you're the real ones, you're listening to the bonus episodes, perhaps you don't even listen to the live show, so maybe it doesn't even matter for you. If you're just a podcast listener, I guess you wouldn't really even care about the summer hours, because it's really not shifting that much around, although in some ways it is, for us, schedule-wise, it's definitely fucking weird, and some people have been appreciative and they like it, and others are mad at us because that seems to be how it goes with all things around here. Do anything we decide to do on the air or off, and it'll be like 1-2. One text will say, this is the dumbest fucking thing ever, and someone else will say, ha ha ha, I'm dying, this is why I love you guys. So I have no idea what to believe. But the gist of the summer hours, I was hoping Allie would be in here now so that we could explain together, but maybe she was dumping out. Let's assume she's dumping out. The gist of the summer hours was as follows. Here she is. I knew it, Allie. I said, I bet Allie will be here before Jake today. I just had a feeling.
Oh,
and there you are.
You've been talking by yourself.
Let's see, a minute and 30 seconds.
Man, are you unraveling?
I'm unraveling. I'm having a therapy session. I was explaining.
I was getting caught up with Nicole. I was talking to her about pickleball.
Oh, really? It's so
she
funny.
She doesn't know what it is at all.
Yeah, it's amazing that it's completely stayed off her radar.
Yeah, she was like, what is it? And she was also explaining to me, she's like, did you know that they make tacos that have like this pork and pineapple slices?
No, it's the best.
I was like,
how do you not know
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you mean Al Pastor? She was like, yeah, I can't believe it.
Isn't her last name Alvarez?
She doesn't really do Mexican food that often,
it's crazy.
She said. And she went to get tacos because of our cause. And
good
she,
cause.
She had a grilled fish taco that she said changed her life, and now she's super into tacos, where
yeah.
she never really was into them before.
It's so funny, because I do agree, like just like with all good foods, pizza, there is such a thing as bad pizza. Some people, oh, there's such a thing as bad pizza. Yes, there is, and there is such a thing as bad tacos, believe it or not. And
or just
if
meh.
If you've had a lot of bad or meh tacos, and then you finally have one of those ones that's like, whoa, holy shit, that
yeah.
is life, like side of the road and Ensenada tacos,
yes.
you're like, man, that is where it's at.
But I do agree, and I don't know if you would, that I think L.A. does tacos better and San Francisco does burritos better. Mission-style
yeah.
burrito, like we were talking about drunk foods in general.
Right.
She's like, I'm never drunk and want like tacos. I usually want like a big burger or something. And I was like, drunk burritos in San Francisco, I think, made me love a very specific type of burrito.
I remember when we almost took a job in San Diego before we got fired. I mean, we did take the job and then we got fired before our first day on the air. But they were all... San Diego was all upset for a million reasons about L.A.
They're like, we have the best Mexican food.
Yeah, they got like all mad. They're like, we got to take you to this place. This is where the best Mexican food is. By the way, we're geographically closer. And I was like, well, that's an interesting argument, but okay. And they brought us to a place. They're like, you got to order it San Diego style or whatever the fuck that was. And they're like, well, I was like, what is
with the sight of douche.
And I had it, and I was like, I got news for you. I've eaten a million tacos in L.A., I think this is worse than all million tacos I've had.
Yeah.
It's not great. And I don't know why there used to be a place, you know, I grew up on the East Coast. We're not known for our Mexican fare. But there was a place called Rio Grande, Tex-Mex, but a chain. And it was not good for Mexican food, but it was a great Mexican chain.
Yeah.
And yet there are sometimes.
Yeah, there are some times that'll hit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like even Chipotle. Chipotle, we've gotten this argument before. Like it is technically Mexican adjacent-ish, but like I don't say like I'm in the mood for great Mexican food, let's get Chipotle. I'm just in the mood for Chipotle sometimes.
Yeah, I know. And
different.
What's tragic is that my wife does not like Chipotle.
Mm.
Even if we are like desperate, I'm like, can we just go to Chipotle? She's like, no, it's gross. I'm like,
yeah.
It is such a great middle ground.
Right.
If you're looking for fast food And it's even semi-fresh, and you can even get healthier ones, or you can go not healthy. There are options at Chipotle.
Yeah, I found yesterday as I was driving around, hit up a few different street taco places yesterday on the way home. I don't think I even told you this on the air, but on the way home, I stopped at two different other street taco places.
To support the cause.
Okay, for the cause. Okay. I got one, and by the way, one of the places I ordered one taco, they get really weirded out when you order just one. Like, no one ever just orders one taco.
Yeah.
I ordered one.
It's like an adult being at a playground by themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what are you doing?
Like, I stopped and I got one beef taco. They're like, and what else? I'm like, that's it. They're like, one beef taco? I'm like, that's right.
I feel like they'd just be like, just get out of here.
Yeah, it was a very, they were like, everyone was weirded out. And I actually felt like I didn't help the cause at all. I felt like I did the opposite. I was like, hey, just here supporting the cause. The guy's like, why don't you support the cause with a platter of five tacos?
See, I don't know if I should go to, there's a taco truck that I pass on the way to the 101 that I wanted to hit up. I think it was Juanita's Tacos, but then there's also so many recommendations that I'm like, should I just take a deep dive into all these recommendations and then create some kind of like a Rain Man map of where all these are located and see if I can just knock them all out.
Be great.
Take a roundabout way home and hit them all ping pong style.
It's a good opportunity to, you know, once again, try some new stuff, go to some place you haven't been in a while, and hopefully we're doing a little bit of good. It's so funny because as many nice messages we've received from literal, you know, street vendors and taco trucks just saying, thank you guys for doing this. We appreciate it. Like, now, you know, things, we're struggling, et cetera. You also get people that go, oh, you guys are trivializing this entire immigration argument into let's eat tacos. Like, you know, so insensitive. And you're like, ugh, man, this is the whole idea that no one's ever, like, whatever we do that makes someone happy will equally make someone unhappy.
Look, it's not necessarily like we're trying to trivialize it. It's just, it's so devastating what's happening.
Yep.
That You feel powerless for the most part in any way. Like, you just see these raids happening and you're like, I feel fucking powerless. I can't stop this from happening. What can I do?
Right. So you protest and you use the platform that we have, which is the radio show, to kind of let people know how we feel, even though our company has technically told us not to,
right,
regardless.
Right. But then can't you find a little bit of joy in using that platform,
right,
as well, you know? And I think that even bringing any levity to the situation is so needed for people, and to also turn it into something that people really appreciate about, you know,
LA.
To be honest, the Latino population and what they bring to LA.
And also, if you think to yourself and potentially you go, well, look, I'm not personally affected. I don't have, you know, one of my family's an immigrant. We've lived here forever. Da, da, da. Maybe it's something as simple as, that was the best fucking taco that I've ever had, and it was made by someone that's grandmother, you know, has been, this recipe has been passed down, but that it was a first generation or mm-hmm. born here or snuck into this country or whatever you want to say, and now they're being, you know, told to get the hell out and their family is being ripped apart. That's all that sad shit, and I don't want to drag down the podcast. I'd rather actually talk about another reason people are mad at us, and that is for summer hours, because we haven't fully addressed this on the air yet because it's a little self-serving to get into the pull back and forth of it. But for the podcast listeners that don't even listen live on the show, and perhaps you're listening right now, you don't even, nothing has really felt different to you other than the fact we're saying summer hours, here we are. And then we've taken a lot of angry messages from people that go, summer hours are bullshit because you guys promised us an extra hour of the show, mm-hmm. and which is not exactly what we said, but okay, I understand why you would think that. But we said we're going to go live till 11. And the answer is, Allie and I are here every morning. Allie's here a little before me, but we're here at 6 o'clock
every morning,
like we were before.
Our day, believe us, is longer.
Much longer.
It's longer.
And I'm way more tired now. Way more tired. And I find myself hitting a wall at a whole different... I was explaining, as you came in here, the schedule, even when you weren't here to start this bonus show, I'm like, I don't even know where anyone is anymore. And we're all just running around like chickens with our fucking heads cut off. But it has had such a weird effect on... I don't know.
It's like you're permanently jet lagged.
Yes, that's what it feels like. Jet lagged, and it also feels like always the day after daylight savings, but not the good one.
Exactly.
And I'm like,
you're like, what time is it?
Right.
It's already 2?
And I know it's not a major shift, and it's a tiny thing to bitch about, especially compared to what we were just talking about. But when we are so locked into a certain schedule.
And for years, for a decade.
Yeah, I think about
for
that.
For me, but longer for you.
Every time you move to a new house, when you've been driving to the same house for 10 years, and then you all of a sudden you have to go a different way home, it is a weird, there is an adjustment period. So the reality is, we are here. We do pop on and off the mics from 6 o'clock straight up through the first ADD news at 6:40 or whatever. But some people are going, well, you guys aren't going live at 6 anymore. You're going live later, and then you stay on an extra hour. The reality is as follows.
We are still doing more show.
More show. And it feels like it is so much more show. I don't know if it doesn't feel that way to a listener. I'd be very curious to get your thoughts. Maybe.
It's weird because people are like, oh, I see. You're going to be on more hours, but you're playing more music. And I'm like, we're not.
We're not.
We're not playing more music. Someone's theory, interesting that it seems that way.
Someone's theory is, oh, I get it. You're playing more. The reason you're doing summer hours is to play more commercials for us to have to listen
to.
The
same amount of commercials.
And I'm like, it's all the same. Yeah. It's the same. In fact, I think we're playing less. I have to think we're playing less music now because we're talking more.
Yeah.
And so I got to drop more songs. At the end of the show, I look at all the songs that I deleted, and the pile is getting bigger.
Well, and it's interesting because there are, you know, we're lucky to have some people that listen to the full show, right? But for
you
the most
do?
Part, yeah, they have, Jesus. You know, our bosses will tell us most people listen in 5 to 10 minute increments.
That's it.
And if most other shows will repeat full hours of their shows where it's, all right, we're going to do this at 6 and we're going to do it again at 7:30 and again at 9:30. And you're just going to hear basically 1 to maybe 2 hours of show over and over and over again.
Man, what a
and
dream.
We don't do that, but we'd like to.
What a bunch of suckers we are.
No,
yeah,
so
they work smarter,
anything,
not harder.
Then people are like, what the fuck?
Right.
Fuck you bitches.
Right,
being
I heard
like
this.
Every other show. And it's like, dude, calm down.
Yeah, every once in a while, everyone's very rare, but we do re-air something that happened on the show because we thought it was pretty funny. We didn't think it. Look, our expectations for ourselves are pretty low. So when we all of a sudden we're like, well, that was actually pretty good, we'll be like, let's let a whole different audience hear that.
And mostly it is.
Mostly it is. But then you get a few very loud and vocal people that think that we're sellouts. Or anyway, the point is this. So summer hours. We're here around the same time as we were before. I think probably 10 to 15 minutes later. So, it doesn't really... All I know is my alarm is going off at the exact same time as it went off before because I tried to move it 10 minutes later and then I started waking up in a panic every day and I said, I'm just going to go back to my alarm.
I'm getting up at 3 now every morning.
Right.
Going, ah!
Yeah. So we're getting up at the same time, coming in here roughly the same time, sitting in the studio, having some meetings about the show, popping on the mic occasionally, talking about some stuff, and then starting the show.
And then talking to our wives who are pissed off about the summer hours.
Right. No one is happy. But no one is more upset about the summer hours than my fucking wife. Because she's like, so let me get this straight. You're still leaving before you can help with the kids in the morning, but you're also getting back later so that I have to then be with them for an additional hour plus. And I'm like, well, yeah, and the meetings and then the bonus podcast days too. And she's like, okay, great. And why are we doing this again?
And you're like, nah.
I said, listen,
just
I know.
Just do jazz hands and walk out.
I said, I don't know. Summer hours. I just said summer hours. Like, what does that mean?
Summer hours. Well, and like we've gotten used to our own schedule with like if there's a situation where my kid is sick or doesn't have school or whatever, my wife starts work at she has tailored her schedule to where if I absolutely need to, I can jet home and take over before she starts work. That's now
be,
not possible anymore.
Right. If you had to be home, you could be home. Let's call it
11 o'clock.
Right. You could be home by 11. Now,
I can't.
We're fighting afternoon rush hour.
Exactly.
So if you like the summer, Johnny, do you like the summer hours or do
I'm
you?
I'm living for the summer hours, guys. I love this. Yeah. And it's like every time I hear you guys, it's like, oh, my kids. It makes me, no offense,
happy.
Very great and happy that I don't have kids and I'm not at that point.
It's nice that you don't have any responsibility.
No, I'm just literally chilling. All I have to worry about in my life right now is like putting gas in my car, putting food in my belly and
sex.
Yeah, not having kids,
full
actually.
Full stomach, empty nuts, right, buddy?
That's right. Amen, brother.
That's right. Al, you know.
Amen, brother.
Amen, brother.
Al, you know it, right?
Oh, yeah, empty nuts.
That's what Allie's always saying. That's our sign-off. You know that.
But I remember when I only had to worry about, like, two things. And one of those things was, where can I get weed today?
Yeah. Fuck. The drug one is actually crazy because, I mean, I don't know. Like, none of my friends, like, are into weed. I don't know if it's a generational thing or it's just...
They're probably looking out for you because they know if you smoke, you get...
I'm donezo.
Even
I'm
dumber.
So cooked.
Yeah,
even
but it's
dumber.
Also, now you can just get weed on the way home.
Yeah, right. Now it's like legal.
That's the reality. Anything that's, you know, that old Woody Allen quote, right? I don't want to be a club of any club that would have me, I don't want to be a member of. It's the same thing with, like, you know, think about the.
That's why everyone's into mushrooms now, because it's still illegal.
Still, yeah, it's funny, because I got a mushroom guy by me, and he has a storefront, but he sells, you know, functional, like those, like, lame-o mushrooms, like shiitakes or whatever. But then, oh, there's our big boss. You got to talk to us? We're just doing the podcast.
Huh?
You're going to call us? Okay. He's not going to talk to us. We getting fired? Hey, it's the big boss. What's up? We're doing the Showtime pod.
I've never heard it.
Oh, okay. No.
I've never heard it.
Thank you
God
for the support. Thank you for the support.
Just
this,
kidding.
This is the big boss
Hi,
now
Ben.
Has entered. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Are you here to fire us?
No, I'm not here to fire you.
All right. Good.
You guys, how was everything good today?
Yeah. We're just cooking, doing some extra, extra free labor. That's what we do around here.
Yeah, we're just talking about summer hours and everybody's reaction to it. And we were talking about our new 10K taco challenge, where we're trying to eat 10,000 tacos to help support all the businesses that have been affected this week.
I saw KNX actually even reposted
they did.
That story for you guys.
Yeah, look at us, doing nice. Some good. Every once in a while we do some good.
I was listening at one point this morning. I heard something about the ice. The guy was in the building where ice was.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
Yeah,
he was helping build the new ICE detention center. Isn't that insane?
But he's quietly supporting our cause,
eating tacos.
But he was very nonchalant about it.
He's like, I'm building the ice building. We're like, what?
I thought when the guy started saying that, he was making an igloo.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he's
building. Which happens a lot in
right. I was like, this idiot, it's called an igloo, not called an ice building. And he's like, anyway, we're eating tacos, but I have to do the job. So, anyway.
Did you guys... I actually was coming to say congratulations. You guys had some good ratings.
Oh, thank you.
We don't believe them.
We don't believe in them.
But you believe when they're down.
Yeah, of course we do. Yeah. When they're down, they're real. When they're up, it's a fluke.
Well, I think that was like, yeah, everything is so good this month. And then we're like, so congratulations. And we're like, yeah, how's next week looking? And they're like, yeah, you know.
Let's not worry about next week. Yeah, it was a holiday.
Like, speaking of this week, are you guys off tomorrow?
That's a great question to ask you. We have a show planned, but we do know how seriously this company takes Juneteenth.
Yes.
Last year, we did invite some of our employees to come in here and tell us if we should take the day off. Remember that, Allie?
Oh, that's right.
Who did we have come in here?
Didn't we ask Wayne?
Yes, we did.
And I think Wayne was like, fuck
what did Wayne
you.
Say?
I think Wayne said, fuck
Wayne,
you.
Wayne told us, no, Wayne told us, in all seriousness, I believe Wayne said that we should do the show.
He said,
he said we should do the radio show.
Well, and I think that our Kevin Weatherly was kind of like, I don't know, aren't you guys coming in? Is this still a thing? And we I think it is, because I thought it was added as an official holiday.
Yeah.
It actually is added as official holiday, but I don't know if that's for on air.
Are you coming in or no?
No, but I am working from home.
Oh, so that's like a hybrid situation figured out.
Yeah, I'm going to do what everybody else does, typically.
Oh, Allie said, quote, we're already doing the taco thing. Do we have to do another thing for another group?
No, that's not what I said.
And Johnny,
horrible.
As a Mexican,
and I
Johnny.
I heard it, too. Yeah.
God damn it.
She said it.
I didn't say that.
I think we're planning on doing a live show tomorrow for the people. For the people that have to go to work or the people that are sitting in traffic.
Yeah, and we also kind of decided we have so much going on. We're doing our pickleball thing. On Friday that we're building up to.
I didn't hear anything about the pickleball thing, by the way.
I'm going to take on a couple of 11-year-olds in pickleball on Friday.
Mm. On Santa Monica.
Yeah, Pickle Pop in Santa Monica. I got to practice at the Yarra Y.
Did you hit them up for some money yet or no?
Do you think you can win?
I mean, I've only played twice in my life, once today on the air and once over the weekend at my mom's. So I think I got it.
But she did claim in an email she sent over the weekend, hey guys, good news, I'm a pickleball prodigy.
Yeah, but now that you've played me, Klein, don't I have great reaction time?
What you're doing is illegal.
No,
you're
not
playing pickleball.
You're doing an over-the-net spike, though. Yeah, you can't be doing that.
You can't put your paddle over the net.
And on a full-size court, you're not going to be hitting that same shot over and over.
So whatever you're doing is
you're playing two 11-year-olds? Like you against...
Yeah,
her versus two.
How did this come about?
Well, you should listen to the radio show sometimes. You'd hear. Yeah.
Well, I just said that I played for the first time and I thought I was pretty damn good. And I feel like I have what it takes to be a really good pickleball player. And then they were saying, well, you couldn't beat this person. You couldn't beat this person. I'm like, yeah, but I could probably beat a child. And then I eventually stupidly said I could probably take on two. And then someone called with 11-year-old twins and they said they wanted to battle me. And then now here we are.
They're not conjoined. I know that's your next question. That was my question. They're not conjoined.
What's funny about that, there is a trend, actually. Remember the gorilla? Can you beat how many gorillas?
Oh, yeah, gorillas, right.
Have you seen the new trend? It's how many six-year-olds could you beat up?
So,
guy was talking about how many six-year-olds he could physically beat up.
We could do that on Friday as well.
Well, I think John Mulaney did an experiment on his Netflix show, and he battled, I think, three 14-year-olds, and they kicked his ass.
They did?
They kicked his ass,
wrestling?
Yeah, wrestling style. Yeah, they had to. But the reality
is... problematic.
Yeah, it was.
He wrestled a bunch of 14-year-olds?
Yeah, all Greco style, naked, covered in oil. No, they were all suited up or whatever, and they had experts there. They had safety gear on. But basically, the kids pinned them. I mean, by the way, 14-year-old kids now, some of them are 250 pounds.
Yeah, it depends. Some of them are jacked. But then there's one that didn't develop that looks like
right.
looks like
they're
nine.
Have you seen the twins?
No.
Oh, they could be like driving themselves there.
I guess you're right.
We did hear the twins. They did call and leave messages.
They sound like children.
They did talk shit to Allie on the goat line, and they did call Allie. What was the joke that one of them made? It was really funny. What do you call a lesbian who gets 0 points playing pickleball?
An
Allie or something like that? It was great.
They did say something lesbian, though.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, the kids are funny.
Low-hanging fruit.
Low-hanging fruit, right.
These 11-year-olds.
During Pride Month.
Yeah, I can't believe you just called Allie low-hanging fruit. That'll get you fired.
Also during Pride Month.
That's amazing.
Okay, well, hey, I would just come by to say hi and congratulations on the ratings.
Thanks, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, while you're here, can we enable that the super chats?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay. Where people try to tip us for doing good work.
Oh, I was just talking to Justin about
that. What did he say?
Yeah, we can.
Oh, good, because we need to get a slush fund going.
I know, but I didn't think slush fund. I thought charity.
No.
I know that he felt bad for saying slush fund, and apparently you don't care.
I think our show's slush fund is a charity.
That's
isn't
true.
It?
Yeah.
That's
a good point.
We both
maybe a new pickleball racket.
That's right.
I mean, yeah, I got to pick up some.
That's the big boss coming with some good news. I guess we had good ratings, whatever that means. Good for us, but...
It's just that the things are good, and then it's like the stock market. Everything goes up and down, so I don't like to believe anything.
Right.
Long term.
I have a question. Why do you guys keep calling it slush fund?
Because like, that's what it's called.
But like, we're not getting slushies or icies or anything like that.
No, I don't
that's
know where the word came
that's
from.
That's what it's for, Jeremy. You didn't know that?
Well, I know, but like every time
you thought a slush fund is us saving money so we can all buy slushies?
Yes, because every time you guys kept saying it, I was like, why do they want Slurpee so bad? Like, why do they need a slushie? Like, dude, man. We could go buy that ourselves.
I didn't see that. Hey, Siri, why is it called a slush fund?
It's all the extra stuff, like slush.
It's an abbreviation.
The term slush fund originates from maritime history, where sailors would sell leftover fat, called slush, to create a small pool of discretionary money. Over time, the term evolved to describe money set aside for purposes that are not always disclosed, often raising suspicions of misuse.
Huh. See? Told you.
Suspicions of misuse.
I like the sound of that.
Sailors. So it was leftover fat.
Yeah, leftover fat from sailors.
Slush, and then they would use that money to buy some things because people keep trying to tip us on this YouTube, which is really appreciated by us, but they only want to give it to us if we get the money. Well, we would love the money, and we could all use the money, but the reality is we were going to say it would be great to have a fund, so we want to do these things on the air. Right now, most of the stuff we do either gets turned down or we spend our own dollars to, you know, go pick up props or whatever.
Yeah,
and
we're not talking about tacos. Like, that is coming out of our money and stuff. But
slush fund, great idea.
Yeah, that's also a great idea. But if we were going to pick up, like, a pickleball net or if we were going to do, like, the eagle costumes or, we had something on the show that we wanted to up the production value just slightly and buy one thing for the show, even for High Voltage Food Review or whatever, we would have a little... money set aside.
But we've been a big fan of not nickel and diming the audience, which a lot of other shows will do.
But
and they'll
Justin was saying a lot of people were asking about it because the feature was somehow enabled.
The amount of people that have offered us money for the tiny towel, oh, come on, guys, buy one. We're like, no, we'd rather just give them away. But then, you know, eventually, there's like the last batch of stickers we got, I think I just paid for them. Right?
Yes, you did.
And then you
don't want to fill out the paperwork to get reimbursed.
I think I missed the window. So,
how about for like a slush fund? We save up and
get a really big Slurpee.
Yeah. And like, because like July 11th is coming and that's like big Slurpee day, free Slurpee day. What if we threw a big party at a local 7-Eleven with our slush fund? And we go
and went on a free Slurpee day with our slush fund?
Well,
the idea just went from dumb to much dumb.
Today, we're paying.
I just want to get free Slurpees with the listeners and stuff and have a party.
You can
that.
Do that anyway.
Here's a giant bucket of money on the one day we don't need it. That's our slush funds. All we can use it on is slush.
Dump it out in the dispenser.
All right, great. That's a good idea. Well, there you have it. I guess we're going to do a live show on Juneteenth.
Yep.
Not because we don't care, but because we do care. See how we reframe that?
Yeah, see, you know what? If you just heard that right now, we had an out. And we could have been like, you know what? It's Juneteenth. Let's take the day. You know, it's important.
Yeah,
and
you know me. I like to be live.
But Klein loves to be live.
Love to be live.
To be live. But it is important for us to, you know, keep the hype going for tacos, et cetera.
Yeah, hype, tacos, pickleball.
Slush.
Need to spread the good word. And you guys are starting to, you know, listen to the show and tell some other people they're listening to the show, which is great. So we appreciate you more than you know.
And if you do have to work... and you don't want to, and you're all pissed off about it, at least you have us.
Yeah, you got us.
And we'll be right there with you.
We'll be sitting in the studio, fleas and herpes. Have a great...
Did you say with fleas and herpes?
That's right.
I thought he said Slurpees.
No.
Fleas and Slurpees.
We don't have a fun for that yet, Johnny.
Oh, damn it.
Have a great day. We'll do it again next time. Jake missed the whole Showtime pod.
I think he's in the restroom, actually.
Ooh. Oh, is he? He's been shitting this whole time?
I don't
know. From the tacos?
He might be something.
Oh, Jake.
We ruined him.
Yeah, Jake's broken. Well, let's go ahead and throw one out for Jake here.
Whee!
What? Where is everybody?
Whee!